Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Night ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Welcome back. We at it again. And another one. Thank you guys for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Beans. What's happening, Mo Beansky?
Yo. What's up, Black? What's up, people? Welcome to another edition of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Beans. Chop it up with us tonight. You know what I'm saying? Hang out. Roll up something. Light something. Smoke something. Chill. You know what I'm saying? Let's have some good conversation.
You dig.
That's it.
I'm talking about. Man, listen, Mo.
What's up?
So I was sitting there, right, and last night, about like 12 o'clock last night, and my crazy ass had been signed into my Tinder account because I was looking at my email. I didn't even know that shit was in there. Okay, and it's right there. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I still had it up. And I thought about, you know, you the one who had me download this bullshit anyways.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know that it was still active. I thought, because I had deleted it, and I thought that it deleted it, but I was looking at my emails for something.
Yeah.
and I seen it, and I was like, dang, I said, I still got this thing. So what I tell you, I signed in for all of, like, less than 12 hours.
Less than 12 hours. You got to explain. I'm kind of lost.
I signed in for less than 12 hours, and then I don't know, all kind of people seen me and sending me messages on social media. I seen you. I had deleted it. I signed in and I went and I deleted it.
Well, remember,
I seen you on there. Like, I have to keep in mind that I am who I am, and I have to, like, not play games because people really be seeing me. People really be seeing me, and they really be on something. So I just was really tripping out because I'm like, that goddamn Mo was the whole reason.
Wait, hold on. Was you matching? Like, what happened?
I was matching, but I went out. You know, like.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you know what I'm saying? Give it a second try. See if you know. You never know. You never know, especially like you're in Atlanta now. Like, I mean, of course, I don't know if you had signed up when you was like kind of like in Orlando, but now that you can, you know, because like wherever
you
go.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, I think it was Orlando that I did it.
Yeah.
And then.
So now it's a different location, so you're going to get different people now, you know?
You get on my nerves.
Atlanta,
like,
Tinder could be a little bit more turned up than Orlando Tinder. You know what I'm saying? You got to look at it like that. So there you go.
Talking about them tenders is completely different now.
Exactly. You know?
You know what? I said, like, if that one, the thing is just that one person, 6 months, man, like that, like within 6 months, you'll see me completely, you know, change the whole situation in the game with this one person. But it's just getting that one person that really doesn't, first of all, you got to put your ego aside. So I got to put my ego aside, you got to put your ego aside, right? Then, on top of putting your ego aside, you have to be serious, you know. You have to be, like, ready, for real ready to make something happen. And then, on top of being ready to make something happen, you know, it's just, like, go for it. You know what I'm saying?
In general,
with dating me, like, for me, I always, like, downplay myself. Like, if I'm dating, I'll downplay the hell out of myself. So when people say, like, what you do, I'll just be like, I work. You know, like, unless it's something and
yeah,
we get there and
yeah.
We vibe, and I just, I just say I work.
Layers
I downplay myself. And then you have men that have these egos and, you know, like, they move different and they think you crazy because they moving different and, you know, it's just like, just give me understanding on what's going on so I'll know. You know, like the whole dating scene, I hate it. And so I said to myself yesterday that I no longer want to be on the dating scene because I've been, you know, on this dating scene for a while. I just enjoy myself. But I don't want to be on a dating scene anymore. And, you know, I'll get in these modes and I'll be like, okay, well, I'll try a relationship. And then I'll try it for a while and then, you know, whatever the case may be when it comes to that. So that's where we at.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Soul searching, a little bit.
I'm trying this relationship thing, and I'm just gonna see how it works. Now, if it worked for me, it worked for me. If it don't, then you know.
That's it. It's life, you know. Life's got twists and turns, lefts and rights.
That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, that's it. So we didn't even do our top five countries. What's the top five countries?
Shout out to our top
five
countries. It's the same: United States, Canada, Australia, right? Mexico. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm tripping. United States, UK, Australia, Canada, and Mexico. Sorry.
Oh, it's about to be some beef. Yeah, some other reason.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm
sorry, y'all. Sorry,
like,
sorry. Shout out to our top five countries tuning in. Thank you for tuning in yet again. It's some real tight shenanigans between the UK and Australia. I'm just going to tell you that. Like, the UK and Australia, they really going neck to neck with the situation. I'm just going to tell you. And I'm going to be the first one to report when Australia comes up and takes over the UK, because I just see it coming. I can't wait.
Creeping. That's what's up. Shout out to all the countries out there listening.
Mm-hmm. How was your week?
So, all right. So my week, this week, I'm calling this week New Energy, right? So I got a new look. I ended up getting, a new old look, but I hadn't had it in a while. So I basically, because I had been growing out my hair, quarantining and stuff like that. And then in New York, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, they finally lifted, you can get your hair done and, you can get your hair cut and all that other stuff. So I was like, I like my hair, but it's hot, So my fro is just getting to me a little bit. So, I went and got it braided, So it was cool. And it, whenever I get it braided, I always get just different energies, So I'm feeling like Samson, that Bible story, Samson and Delilah. So, just my hair, it's giving me energy. So that was one thing. So that was cool, And then, like I said, just working on, I was trying to see what's up with some guests, for the show. So shout out.
I see you working.
Next week we got the lovely, I won't say lovely, because, it's only one lovely Miss Black. So, but we got India Morrell coming to the show. So that'll be cool. And she's, I've been following for a minute on Twitter, and it should be a good conversation. She's got her different views on the political landscape. Like, I figure, we could talk a little bit of politics if it's sexy. So I'm looking forward to it. So it should be a cool show. And I'm working on some other guests that I want to get in here. So I just want to be a hub of sexual conversation. Let's just keep it sexy and keep doing what we do. So, that was my week. How was your week?
Man, my week was good. I won't complain. I won't complain at all. I got some good news. So, I finally go to the to the doctor on Tuesday, but I got some good news on some of my blood work, so that was a good thing. I got to go to the ENT and see about these tonsils on Tuesday. Working, I got a birthday party the week after next, and it's just one of those things.
Summertime.
That I'm just kind of like ready for this week to come and go, honestly.
That's how I felt last week a little bit. I know the feeling.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to come and go. For next week to get all this stuff out of the way. I'm ready to go ahead and get, my kid's birthday out of the way, because that's something that I'm really eager to get done. And just how it goes.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, another fun week, as we get through this pandemic,
I'm knocking out these birthdays and stuff, and so I got this
these
book
summer
coming.
Birthdays is interesting.
Yeah, I got my 5-year old, he turned 6 on July 22nd. So I got this book coming out, and I said August 1st, and it's ready. It's ready. I'm not ready. I like to at least get, at very bare minimum, at least two strong weeks of promotion done, because, just me talking about it's promoting it. Not ready. The book is ready. It's in loop. I was trying to get the artwork done, and the lady wanted like damn near double for what I got, what I paid for the other ones. And I think I talked about that last week, and I was just like, sheesh.
It wasn't that fine to go double.
I don't mind paying it. I just feel like I'm gonna do it, but I want to do it when I put all of my focus on this book. Like, it's the finale, So I think I'm not going to drop it August 1st. I think it's going to be a couple weeks into August. But that's a part of being an author. Like, you change the dates. But the book is ready. Like, OMG. A lot did not have to change from the storyline. It will have you on the edge of your seat. I promise you, it is like, wow. And we talked about giving inserts and stuff. So basically, so the synopsis of this storyline for book three, you know, it's Mike Kinnu. Kinnu is his fiance. It's LaPortia. LaPortia is the baby mama. And it's Takara. And Takara is the ex-fling that then came back in the picture trying to put a baby on him. You know what I'm saying? And that's like the basis of it. LaPortia, she's absolutely crazy. She don't want her kids. She tried to kill Mike, and she tried to kill Mike's fiance, Kinnu, and her kids was in the car with Kinnu, and she really didn't give two fucks about trying to kill, you know, all of them. And she was like, they shouldn't have been in the car, you know. So she's in prison, and she's playing her way, you know, out of, you know, getting out of prison, talking to the therapist and all of this stuff, lying, and she really don't give two shits. So she's just really still in prison thinking about how can she get her baby daddy back and thinking about how can she get rid of his fiance. So
she's
basically
the deranged baby mama.
Yeah, the deranged baby mama. So she done got whipped at that the baby daddy done got engaged. So she sent one of his old flings on him to put the baby on him. And basically, knowing that the old fling boyfriend is possessive and crazy, so she was trying to put them in harm's way to get them killed. And ultimately, somebody did get killed, but it's not who LaPortia thought was going to get killed. You know what I'm saying? So then it actually just it just tumbles down on her even harder because the plot twisted on who she actually got killed. You know what I'm saying? And then from that point, she get out of prison, and she goes to still, you know, try to kill the fiance, and then the fiance end up, you know, it's like a big old plot twist over and over and over and over again, and I love it. Like, it's some Lifetime movie shit, I promise you.
Fatal Attraction. Sleeping with the enemy.
Yeah, Fatal Attraction type shit. Like, I promise you, it's crazy. I don't know where my head be at, but it be there. And when I start writing, like, I just don't know where this story gonna end. But when my brain start going, like, my brain just
creativity, right? You just got all into it. Like,
my creativity just flow, and then I step outside of me. That's just like whatever I do when I step in front of the camera. I step outside of the new Miss Lovely Black, and I step into model mode. When I sit down to write, I step outside of the new Miss Lovely Black, and I step into author mode. So all of these people are a version of me, but I step outside of me to just go there with them. So I promise you, like, this last one is like some Fatal Attraction thing. I do have gift boxes that I am going to send out to people. And the only thing that I ask that if you get a gift box, that you promote it on your social media. So, you know, I'm going to do that this round, but it's not going to be with just one book. It's going to be with the entire series. It's some stuff. Like, it's already in the making. So, you know, just orders already placed. So it's just me. So the August 1st date, guys, is going to be pushed back. But the book is locked and loaded. It is ready. I am so eager for y'all to get here. I don't really talk about what's going to happen in the book nowhere else but on the show, because y'all know we family. So please be on the lookout for Deranged Baby Mama 3, the finale. Oh, my God, I promise you. You'll be like, what the what? I was like, dang, like, I just felt like I was a Lifetime movie director right now. So I just want y'all to know that, you know, I did my thing there. I ate it up.
Shout out.
I ate it. Smooth, what's up?
This bitch had me on mute for 20 minutes. Smooth was like, yo, what's good, right? Smooth wanted to get in. Nah, I ain't even know. Motherfucker had me on mute for 20 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Man, listen. I thought about it and I said, let me get my life together, so I'm here.
Ain't that a bitch? she just won't talk first. Then she won't let the house.
I love you. How was your week, Smooth?
I hate all you niggas.
Oh, man. Man, what's up with this topic, man? My week was already dead.
Oh, man.
There we go.
So,
yeah.
So you know today, okay. So what's today up? Basically is gonna be like a whole rendition of the Royal Famous Chop Up. It has been so much juice going on. It's absolutely nutballs. What is a perfect marriage? That stems from the Will and Jada Smith fiasco. We are definitely going to dig very deep into this whole fiasco about what's going on. And I'm going to tell you guys what I absolutely love about it and what I hate about the whole thing that's happening. We got all the gossip and the juice, you know, Moneybagg Yo and Ari. You know, Moneybagg Yo brought Ari a Lamborghini truck for her birthday and put 1,000 roses in the back. Yes, child. Oh, I live for Ari. Ari 25, too. So these youngins out here, these millennials out here really getting it. She was like, I got Birkin pussy. And then she was like, oh, I got Birkin and Lambo pussy. But he brought you a whole Lambo truck, okay? That's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, it's going to be a whole rendition of the Royal Famous Chop Up because there's so much juice going on. So, y'all, let's get into this chop. Listen.
Let's go with it.
Okay, this week, August Alsina, which is a singer here. He's an R&B singer. He's a young R&B singer. He was very close with Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, okay?
Nice.
So if you know Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, if you know the know, if you be in Hollywood, it's really highly weird because a lot of things go on there that is just not okay with society. And that's why they call it highly weird. And if you are in the know, then you already know that actually Will and Jada have a very open marriage. But most of the people don't know it, and they can't really deal with how that goes, and they look up to them, and they idolize them so much. So here's the whole thing. Before knowing that August and Jada had something going on and you looked up to Will and Jada, why would you look away now that you see the formula to what makes them so happy? I don't understand how people are so stupid. But anywho, So they put it out there as Will and Jada separated, and Jada was doing her thing with August, and he was doing his thing with whoever. And, you know, it was that. They decided to get back together, and then, you know, August, he got mad because Jada was going back to Will, and they haven't heard from him. They haven't heard from him in years, right? Now, here's the thing. The Smiths were very low-key. And then I remember a couple years back, like, they were always snapping pictures of Jada in August on vacations and here and there. So it all died down, you know what I'm saying, because the paparazzi and everybody was just really starting to take to that situation. Well, I just did an interview with somebody. And when he did this interview, he just told it all. But he said, like, he and Jada was in a relationship, and if he died today, he would be happy because he's fully loved, and he gave his all to her and all of this other stuff. Snitching is what they call it. So you know,
right.
Like, these are the Smiths. The Smiths. Why are you snitching? Listen, rule 101, never tell your bedroom business. Understand me, never tell your bedroom business, especially if you're in a situation like this. So basically, August was hurt. You know, they out here, they getting all of this momentum. And, of course, somebody probably paid him to come forth with the story because, you know, they don't like to see black people happy and being idealized and so on and so forth. There's somebody somewhere that's very miserable that's going to pay to dig up some information to make people look at them a different way. That's just how Hollywood goes, okay? Now, everybody's making jokes and so on and so forth. And Will and Jada did a sit-down at the Red Table Talk.
Red Table Talk, some shit like that. I think that's
They did it on, you know, she has a Facebook series, so they did the little 15-minute clip. They're both actors, so you can tell it was very rehearsed, but they just tried to play it off and laugh it off through the whole thing, like whatever, whatever. The whole point is Will was not upset what Jada did. Will was upset that she couldn't control her bitch. So Will, whatever Will do, if you know, you know. But, you know, Will has a girlfriend. If you know, you know. If you follow the right people, then you actually know who Will's girlfriend is. That's a crazy thing. And so, and he still has a girlfriend to this day. And Will's wife, Jada, follows his girlfriend. They're all cool. They have an open relationship. That's what they do. And so if you know, you know that you know, it's open or whatever. And the thing is that the world is just not ready for that type of living, so that's why they didn't come out and say we're in an open relationship. They had to spin it and give a narrative to what the world would be able to see. And because Jada was the one that could not control her bitch, she had to be the one that looked like the villain. That's how it goes down, right? So here's my thing. Everybody idolized Will and Jada. And then when they found out what was their happiness, when Will has been telling y'all from day one, if you go back and look at his interviews, Mo, I mentioned you in an interview, an old interview, and he said, there's nothing Jada can do that can make me leave her. We stop saying that we are married and we are life partners. That means that we stop trying to live up to something for each other and started to be the better part of ourselves. For ourselves in a union. So we are life partners, and that's just that on that. He has been telling y'all, she has been saying, it don't matter if he with somebody and I'm with somebody else, we in this together. Like, I don't know how, that's just like they got the little thing, the little TikTok thing where they put their finger in a circle and they say, put this on your chin, but they put it on their jaw. And then everybody they talk to, they say, put it on your chin. And then the people follow them and put it on their jaw instead of putting it on their chin. That's how America thinks. That's how people think, period. That's how humans are. You can say something, but they don't care about what you're saying. They're going to follow what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? They've been telling y'all over and over and over and over and over again. People don't get it. I want to say from what I absolutely love it. I love their relationship. I love what they have. There's no such thing as the perfect relationship or the perfect marriage. You get in a marriage and you make it perfect for you. You make that shit work for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's just all that I'm saying. The person that I'm with, listen, like I said at the beginning of the show, 6 months with the right person, you're going to see everything about me and them change. 6 months with the right person, we're going to do what the hell we do because I'm ready. I'm ready, right? But I also know that I can't afford to choose the wrong person. So I pay attention to everything. I watch everything because I'm so ready that, you know, I can just jump up and look, let's do it. Let's get married. Let's go, you know, and be ready to go all in. But if I'm not paying attention, I don't want to miss the small things. I don't want to miss the big things. I don't want to miss anything in between. I need that person just to be as ready as I am to take it to the next level. Because once we do that, there's no getting a divorce. Whatever it is, people fall in and out of love. Don't you know how you had an ex and y'all broke up, and then guess what? Y'all was back messing around a year or two later, or y'all was back messing around 6 months later, y'all trying it again and again. People fall in and out of love. Love is an ever-changing emotion. That's why I always say you should never get married based on love. You need to get married based on the principles of what can you guys do for each other? What can y'all bring to each other's table? It's not about, oh, I love you. That's an ever-changing emotion. So get married and understand the premise of marriage. We got too much together to separate. They got too much together to separate. How do you separate all this shit between them and they done been together for so long? That's detrimental. You know what I'm saying? To what they have going on. You can't do it. So, and that's the same thing that I've been saying over and over and over again. Stop marrying for love. That's an emotion. Listen, marry because this person has something going on about them. Marry because you can see that you can enhance that something with that person and make they fucking change their life. And then and they can bring something to you and change your life. And at the end of the day, that y'all are happy within each other first. And then it's just a cherry on the top that y'all are happy with each other. Stop trying to be like, oh, he don't love me and I don't want this and I don't want that. Listen, let them people have that, right? But over here, we're dealing with smart shit. We're not going after an emotion. How you going to love based on how you – okay, so marriage is a foundation. And if love is an ever-changing emotion, that means that it's rocky. That means it's ever-changing. It's forever moving. So what foundation that you know – That's forever moving. That's gonna be solid. There's no such thing. You gotta marry based on a solid foundation on something that's solid. Guess what? Okay, he do this and I do this and we can complement each other based on this. We both want the same things out of life and we both want close to the same things out of life. Let's get together and let's make this work. Let's build this business because marriage is a business. as Smooth have said before, marriage is a business. Let's build this business to be where we are. The love is going to come and go in this process, and we are fully aware of that. As long as we are happy with each other, that's all that matters. But I am not going to implode my ego on what you have to do, because we are all human beings. We're all spiritual beings having a human experience. So I want to be with somebody that absolutely understands that I have a life and he has a life. And if he decides to get up and say, babe, you know what, like, I love you, you who I'm with, but I seen this chick, and I'm really digging her, and I really want to go smash her. I'm going to use the rubber. And I'm going to say, go do your thing, babe. Come home tonight. Make sure you use the rubber, you know what I'm saying, and you know, whatever. Make sure to respect that. I'm that type of chick. Because why would I impede on your human experience? And people don't get that. And so I have to be able to 100% trust you, because I want to know that you're telling me everything. And that's what Jada and Will has. They have that trust. They understand that there's no hold bars. They're not holding anything back. They're being 100% honest and upfront with each other. And that's what I want. That's what I want. That, like J. Cole said, I want that Jada and Will love. I want that. That's amazing. What y'all think about the situation?
I don't know if Smooth want to go first and then I can go.
Man, look, at the end of the day, bro, man, snitches get stitches. Man, fuck
right.
You. First of all, nigga, your ass is too young to get that old Pinkett pussy. Boy, Pinkett, motherfucker, Jada Pinkett had that nigga singing songs, lullabies, and now this nigga snitching. Fucking around with old girl from the Breakfast Club. What the bitch name is?
Angela Yee.
That's the bitch he had the interview with Angela fucking.
I know.
And shit, old stupid ass nigga. And now this nigga gonna be on Twitter because he in his feelings, because you know Will was like, man, look. First thing first, I ain't get this nigga permission. First, you know what I mean? Like, no, nigga, we ain't had no sit down about you fucking my bitch. No, nigga.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that's not even a conversation I can have. That's a conversation between Jada and you. You bitch, you. So, look,
yeah,
at the end of the day, man, Jada fucked up, fucked this young nigga who ain't. Man, this new generation, they just. They different, though. These niggas be telling everything. You know what I'm saying? They get so excited and shit. You know what I'm saying? They get so fucking excited. They gotta tell the world, man, I got the pussy. Man, nigga, shut the fuck up. But then you want to say shit years later. Man, old bitches, nigga, fuck that nigga.
You from your town.
Oh, why not, Willie? But nah, to be honest with you, I really don't understand why are we even having a conversation about this? You see what I'm saying? Because, like, we all knew that Will and Jada were swingers. You see what I'm saying? It was the known unknown. But the fact that this nigga come out and snitch about it, nigga, Jada, man, look, Jada fucked up because she ain't handle her bitch. Simple as
but,
that.
But, all right.
Like,
so,
nigga, you invited a motherfucker that's going to run tell that. And Will, nigga, Will, hey, bro, they cracking so many jokes. Like, it was a joke. I seen the little red table shit. I actually sat down and motherfuckers made videos about the shit, but these niggas cracking jokes on this dude. Like, yeah, my entanglement.
Entanglement. Yeah, that's the word of the summer. Entanglement. All right, so, you know, first off, once again, this topic is called What is a Perfect Marriage? And like Black alluded to before, there is no perfect marriage, you know what I'm saying? Because, you become life partners. So I got a couple things that a couple angles I want to hit this with, you know? So first off, and I like how you referenced that Holly Weird, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my homie Sif, you know what I'm saying, in the bunker. That's his word. But, yeah, so Holly, I see. First off, I seen this. You know, if you just study
you know, pop culture and stuff like that, you can kind of connect the dots. We seen this same story play out. It was about maybe, what, 10, 15, about 15 years ago, but it was the white version. To me, this was and back when I used to kind of keep up with, you know, movies a little bit more than I do now. This is Bruce Willis, Demi Moore, and Ashton Kutcher. It's just the new version now. You know what I'm saying? Bruce Willis, Demi Moore, and Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher was August Cena.
Yeah.
What's
kind of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore had divorced years before that. Ashton Kutcher.
I mean, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
You know, all right. So that part is all right. So they was kind of, but you know, they had kids together. You know, they was both actors and stuff like that. And then, you know, she got her new young thing. And then, you know, I remember seeing pictures of them together, like on vacations and stuff like that. And Bruce Willis was like, yo, it is what it is. Yeah, I guess he probably moved on. But, you know, it's kind of similar to that. So that's the first thing that I want to say. Secondly, look, it didn't surprise. Once again, Black, you was totally right about this. What makes Will Smith and Jada Pinkett's marriage last for so long is because they are transparent with each other. You know, they are a swinging couple. You know what I'm saying? So they get down. But I'm going to say this. So on one point, you're saying, oh, you know, I don't know if Jada didn't control her bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, keep your, you know what I'm saying? And that's why you said Will was tight. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, this got out, and now they got to address the situation. But when I really kind of peeled back the layers, I might be reaching a little bit, but then again, I don't know. I think Jada, you know, she got her talk show and stuff like that. She wanted to be transparent. I think she kind of – she not mad at this leak. I think she wanted to, you know what I'm saying, show that, look, I can still pull a little young dude or whatever. And then when I look at it from August Alsina's perspective, it's a new generation now. The rules didn't change. I mean, you know, it seemed like it shouldn't because, you know, we from a different time. We're like Smooth says, snitches get stitches. But nowadays, it's all about clout chasing. If you're sitting on a hot story that you know, like, damn, like, I want to tell him. You see Will Smith doing big movies, $20 million movies here. Jada Pinkett, now she got her, like, talk show. He's feeling like, God damn, I feel like I just got used. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just a little fuck toy. You know what I'm saying? She just played with me, and now she done. You know what I'm saying? My music ain't been popping like that. And like, fuck, I'm sitting on this story. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So these young people, they kind of look at it like, yo, we in a social media age. So, boom, I leaked this out, and boom, now my name is ringing again. Everybody talking about me. Now let me drop some music. And it's hot. Now I'm back where I was. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to look at it from all the different angles. I might not agree with it. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have did it because, you know, I come from a different, you know, era, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But the new era, like, that's the shit that they do. Now, Will, on the other hand, like I said, he's kind of – and the cool thing about Will Smith is he's always a comedian at heart. You know what I'm saying? You know, such a talented dude, actor, rapper, comedian. You know what I'm saying? So – but he wears his emotions on his sleeve. That's what's cool. That's what makes him a great actor in a way. You know what I'm saying? A better actor than he was a rapper because – you know, when I was – and I didn't watch the whole interview, the Red Table or whatever. I saw bits and pieces, and I kind of just put it together. You know what I'm saying? But I did see his eyes. You know, his eyes looked – it looked like, you know, he couldn't help but his eyes was watered. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it did kind of hurt a little bit. Like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying?
He's
like,
an actor, man. This was 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I'm on.
Right. What, you know
this
what I'm saying?
From,
like,
this thing
no,
just happened.
This ain't no yesterday.
That's what they kept saying. Yeah. This is so
Wait, hold on. The red table. Let me just make sure I'm correcting myself. So that you still talking about the interview that they just did with him?
The interview is new,
but
they was forced to do the new interview because he just came out. But this happened 4 years ago.
I know that. Yeah. What I'm saying, but still at the same point, like he still, I was a little watery, like shit, like you know what I'm saying.
Get
like I gotta spin it. I know, but still, emotions is emotions. You could be an actor. That's what an actor is because you're bringing your emotions out. You know what I'm saying? Because of some past trauma or something that happened to you that you can you know, tap into that. So all I'm saying is this. I'm just saying, look, I'm not saying Will's going to get a divorce or nothing like that, but I can see that he was kind of like, oh. And then, like, I saw this one little clip where he's like, oh, I'm going to get you back. You know what I'm saying? And she was laughing, and she was like, oh, it ain't about get back and tit for tat. He was like, well, that's what you think. You know what I'm saying? Which gets back to like I got like now Will's like, yo, I got a free pass. So if it leaks that I got some little young thing, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got to be all tight, you know, because Will was probably like, my game is tight. Ain't nothing leaked. I mean, there's been rumors and stuff like that, but nothing leaked. Your stuff actually leaked. You know what I'm saying? So now, look, and now if you see me with this little PYT and it come out, just know it's the game now. You know what I'm saying? But we still together. So, I mean, that's just how I'm looking. I think it's just, you know, a lot of different moving parts to this whole story. But I don't think this is going to, like, affect a marriage or nothing like that. And pretty much, and like I said, if you follow Jada Pinkett's career, that's why she was such a captivating actress in her day. I mean, she, you know, she passed her prime now, let's be honest. But Menace to Society, I mean, look, you just look at the emotions. Menace to Society is one of my top three all-time favorite movies. You know what I'm saying? It's right up there with Pulp Fiction to me. I love Menace to Society. But you saw it, like, when a dude, what's the dude? I can't think of his name. The OG dude that got locked up. That was her dude that she had the baby with. You know what I'm saying? And then when she with Kane, you know what I'm saying? Kane was the young dude at the time, you know what I'm saying? And they had, like, a little friendship, and he was just, like, looking out for her because, you know, his mentor or his homeboy, you know, got locked up and for life. He was just trying to, like, look out, and bam, it went down. So this is, she has those type of emotions. And then the August Cena dude, I don't follow him like that, but that seemed like her type of guy. You know what I'm saying? Like Tupac. You know?
Well,
what I'm
okay.
Saying?
First
like,
of all, he packing.
She like her boy.
The dude is huge downstairs. So at that time, that was like, okay, I'm gonna have some fun. Look at Will. Will packing. You know what I'm saying? Some of the same, but
that.
You know, he's young. And then they play. You know, she was just like, you know, I was doing some healing, and you know, he was on drugs and mentally distraught and da 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 da.
And
one thing led to another. You know,
yeah,
and oh, he takes man. Listen, listen. First of all, he's snitching, and I was so thrown away about how many people did not step up to him and call him out for the whole snitching fiasco. Like,
no,
the same
people,
way y'all going to do Selena Powell and these other chicks that go out and do something and run their mouth. These chicks young. Mm-hmm. So you mean to tell me that it really ain't on them because the dudes is older than them, so they took advantage of them? Like, come on, you got to stick to the G-code. I've been in this game for a long time. And I got some secrets by some people that y'all see every single day that you got to take the good with the bad. And you got to take that shit with you. You feel me? And you can't run your mouth. And that's just that on that. And so when I see this, and then I see people, like, I see people that I know I got your secret. You know what I'm saying? I know I got your secret. And you laughing? Like, come on, man. Like, that's crazy. Like, everybody is just so scared to say something, and they so big on clout chasing, like,
yeah, that's
crazy,
it. Yo,
man. He was out of pocket
social
to run
media.
In his mouth, bro.
Yeah, so, I mean,
out of pocket.
We'll
what you do
now.
Is what you do, but you do not talk about what you're doing with somebody else, especially if they married and they okay with it. You see he didn't come back on it. You know what I'm saying? Look, they went with your whole story, but they was not going to let you sit down and say you talked to Will. And do I think he talked to Will? Yes. He did talk to Will. I do think he talked to Will because that's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? You in the swinging lifestyle, you can't have one without the other. So I believe he definitely did talk, but you can't go tell the whole world that's how it goes because the whole world don't understand how this lifestyle works. The whole world don't understand how it works to have a life partner for life. You know what I'm saying? And y'all do what y'all do. They don't understand that. They only understand what the white man has embedded into them and into that Bible that they follow, that they feel like this is the ideal of a marriage. And that's why it's failing at such a large rate. That's why it's so many marriages that are ending in divorce because they don't understand how it's supposed to work. They're going off of what they see in the Bible, what somebody else told them. But they didn't see what Will and Jane are doing in the Bible. They grandma
like,
them film, you probably seen them,
like
you probably
what,
seen your grandma
like,
them putting up
different.
With it, but you put up with it because you ain't seen rich people going through what they're going through.
It's completely different. There's a difference between swinging, you see what I'm saying, and what really occurred between August Alsina and
well, they
Jada
swingers,
Pink.
Though. They swingers.
No.
So,
no, there's a
difference
between swinging. No, there's a difference between swinging and actually taking a motherfucker outside in public. You see what I'm saying?
No,
I really
that's
believe. No, stop. Because I really do believe at this particular time, when everything happened with August Alsina, that Jada and Will was on the outs. You see what I'm saying? They just like
right.
you were saying, you fall in and out of love or whatnot. Because for one, never before has they ever done anything in public with somebody else.
Well, yeah, we'll do it now, but they're very careful about how they move in public.
Right, right.
So they're
right.
never like how but, Jada was right up under him. Like, you'll never see that.
Right.
So you're right.
See,
they don't move like
that.
That
situation right there, yeah, that situation right there lets you know that something went wrong. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
As far as within the relationship is concerned, because they never, ever do anything in public. So
and
in that
that's
particular
my point.
Situation, and in that particular situation, when a motherfucker said, like, man, we ain't have a conversation, I honestly believe, like, no, nigga, we didn't have a conversation because I wasn't fucking with her at that moment. We wasn't,
you know,
we wasn't rocking like that. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't rocking like that. You know what I'm talking about? So, like, nigga, you have to have a conversation with her. You have a conversation with me.
And that's the point.
I think,
saying.
Yeah,
under
the premise of what you're saying,
it.
Yes, but they were still married. So I just feel like the conversation was had because they still was married. Even though they was doing their own thing, I believe the conversation was still had. I believe August was like,
no.
you know, on some pull your card type shit. Look how he being a bitch right now, running his mouth. So I believe he just tried to, you know, rub it in and do their whole thing. And like she
no,
said,
no,
when
no.
she went back to Will, he low.
Like, a man going to be a man. You see what I'm saying? And the way August tried to say that he had a sit down with fucking Will and all this other bullshit, got his fucking blessing. Like, no, nigga, because you don't even carry yourself in that manner right now. You know what I'm saying? You doing
right.
all this crying and shit. You doing all this tweeting and shit. Like, no, nigga, we don't do that shit. We don't do that.
Not real, man.
So, like, no.
Right.
So
and that
particular conversation, when that motherfucker said he had a conversation like that, like, no, nigga. Because you're not even
you
carrying yourself
nothing.
Like a man right now. So you mean to tell
you
me you was a gangster then, but like, now you acting like a bitch now? Like, no. A bitch gonna
so
be
that's
a bitch
my whole,
every day.
My whole point that I was just trying to say,
okay.
looking at, and once again, I didn't watch the whole interview, but the odds to me, I know you're saying that they're actors and it's like that, but the odds never lie, man. Like, you can look into a person's eyes and really, eyes talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, they talk, and I saw something in his eyes.
Yeah,
you know what
but
I'm
you
saying?
Can
like,
look at
he won
look
a,
at
he won a, he, that man fucking won an Oscar for
right
for,
that man awesome with his eyes, man. Look at the one that they said, oh, Will went back to. The, like, that man is a fucking, man, come on, man. The man is a great actor. It happened 4 years ago. So, no, it's not.
Right.
It's that's what, it, you know, like
but
they say,
still,
bad
it,
marriages
it,
for life.
On,
that's how they
on,
do bad
on,
boys
on,
for life.
But this is the part where I disagree with you, because you're saying it happened
yeah,
4 years
that
ago.
Yeah, that was rehearsed.
But still.
You know what I'm saying?
But
that
if,
was rehearsed,
even,
bad
yeah,
marriages for
4
life.
4 years ago, what I'm trying to say is this. Even if something traumatic or something different happened to you years ago, when you bring it back to the surface and talk about it, those emotions will come back. You know, so you can't just say, oh, it happened 4 years ago, so it don't matter. So it happened 4 years ago,
man,
but now we sitting here and talking about it, those emotions are going to come
okay,
back to the
if
surface.
You telling me, okay, me and you married, Mo, just say me and you married,
yeah.
and some shit happened, and it happened 4 years ago, right? And then, boom,
yeah.
we talk about it, we build our relationship. Boom, we move on. Now, we still both sleeping with other people. You still got a girlfriend that I know about.
Right.
And, you know, I'm doing
I'm
my thing.
The
and
difference.
Then we come up to talk about
man,
this.
I'm
going to be emotional.
Hold up. As a married, I think I'm the only person in here that's married. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm just trying to tell you the difference. So the thing that I'm just going to say is this. It's a difference. You could talk about the swinging lifestyle and all that. It's a difference. And like I said, hashtag married man. It's a difference when you just cheat.
Happily married man.
Happily married man. It's a difference. You know what I'm saying? I'm just putting this out there. If somebody was to cheat with somebody they don't give a shit about, it was just strictly lustful. Like, you just went like Black said, oh, I'm going to give you that pass. We together. Just make sure you wear a condom, come back, boom, boom, boom. You just go. You handle your business. You bust off. And that's it. You're right back to what y'all had. The difference
right.
is, when you get emotional, like now, it was supposed to be like a one-time thing or, you know, whatever, just a little jump off that you do. But now, if that feeling's catching, and now she like, yo, I kind of like August, though. You know what I'm saying? I like his – I mean, Will is my guy. Don't get me wrong.
But I fucks with his story. Like, you know, he's going through some things, and, like, we kind of connect on a different – because, like I said, everybody's compatible with different people, and certain people bring out different things from you. You know what I'm saying? So something that Will wasn't able to give her, she got from August. The same thing she got from
she
Tupac.
Said that.
You know, that the passion that she had with Tupac is not the same passion that she's going to have with Will Smith, because they're different people. So what I'm just trying to say, even if it happened 4 years ago, Will was just looking like, damn, you was kind of really feeling this dude. Like, you was going to fuck around and maybe leave me for this guy. You know what I'm saying? So,
but no, he wasn't on that because...
You don't know that, though, Black. You can't say that he wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
Because from what he said out of his mouth, one, that he wasn't on that. Two, knowing who his woman is, that they always out right now. They was on the outs. Like he said, we were on the outs. I don't care what
exactly.
You was doing, because I was doing me. And he said, I'm going to get you back. And she said, you already got me back several times. And he laughed it off, and he changed the subject. It's not as deep. Like, you know what I'm saying? They are life partners. You know how much that her and August was out together, being photographed together, to the point when they decided to come back together, it was like, okay, like all that other shit, they rehearsed this whole thing, and he had to come in here feeling a certain type of way. That's why they came up with this narrative in the manner that they did, and left it open the door and shut it, and left it the way it was. It was rehearsed. It was what they felt like they was going to do, you know, whatever, like, okay, you know,
look, everybody's going to look at it. In my opinion, I think you're putting too much credence on this rehearsed type of stuff. Of course, you know, it's a show. They want to make sure they get it right or whatever. But at the same time, it's just like we can't rehearse what we're talking about. Like, this is like – it's real talk. We just got to get in here. We just got to talk. It's not like me, you, and Smooth on
bad
Wednesday.
Bad marriages for
like,
life. Come on, like – you know, oh, yeah, I was done with you. I was never dealing with you. And if you're going to say it, he said, I was done with you. I was never dealing with you again when we separated. So he can't have no feelings. He was done. He was never dealing with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, you can tell when you just pay attention. But the point is, I love what they have. And I'm glad that they were able to come back to a common ground, even after they separated and said, "Okay, this is we're not gonna do this. We gonna ride it out." You know, everybody have rough patches, and the thing, they had their rough patch, and that shit nobody even knew about it. That was out here. They didn't even allow it to get to the world. That's the most important part. They had a whole separation and rough patch in their marriage, and nobody knew about it. And then a whole relationship from 4 years ago from a motherfucker that can't hold his mouth. But the thing is that everybody's supposed to sign NDAs, and I think that she did not hit August with an NDA. So, Chris,
yes,
what, he's not
him.
Done. Yeah, she trusted him too much. He's not done because she's like, okay, healing process. Somebody is pushing him. They're going to be trying to push him to write a book about this. They're going to be pushing him to do all kind of stuff to make a money. He's going to turn into a thought. He's going to turn into a clock chasing thought.
Yeah, you got an album coming out. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's, yeah, you got an album coming out.
That's the thing.
You're going to be talking more. He already made a song, and he called Jada by her middle name, you know, and so on and so forth in the song. Like, he's doing things
But on the artist, like, look, you might not agree with, like, to a certain extent, I don't totally agree with it either. I'm not giving credence to just snitch or whatever. But at the same time, if you're an artist and you're like, damn, man, like, I really want to make this album and I want to really go back to this time that was unbelievable for me. I mean, she moved on, but I kind of still have some feelings attached. I haven't really healed total from the little fling that we had, and I want to sing about it. That's what made Mary J. great back in the day. I can't mess with her now, but when she came out with My Life and she was kicking it with KC and she was coked up and she just put all her emotions out on that My Life album, like, that shit was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah,
so
we know how they sell records. Look, when Moneybagg Yo dried up, Megan Thee Stallion was coming out. They put him and Megan Thee Stallion together in a fake relationship to give him momentum, and now he done took back off doing what they do. They create buzzes to, you know, sell things, and that's just how shit go. That's the reality of the business. But I just feel like you know, for you to run your mouth in that large of a magnitude, one, you got a lot of shit closed. You got a lot of doors closed on you just for that. So now you got to really deal with these raggedy, you got to deal with, you're not going to get a woman on Jada caliber anymore. That's in anything.
They is gonna,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
because
he talks too much.
Any other, like, celebrity type shit. Yeah, that might be.
Yeah, good. He got to deal with the little hood ratchet.
He's gonna be with it. Yeah, he's still gonna have. But yeah, there ain't gonna be no high profile.
Ain't gonna
person
be
like
nobody
that
in no marriage on no break from no marriage, no high
nah
profile. Ain't gonna be none of that. No, because that's the one golden rule that you do not break in Hollywood. And I promise you, you get shut out in Hollywood. So you gonna make the money, right? Whoever talked them into it, you gonna get the money from the album sales, but you're going to be shut out of Hollywood because, you know, the Smiths is a very prominent family in Hollywood. So you done open up a can of worms on these people. It's a lot of people that's not even talking about it. You know, the regular people, you know, they talking about it. It's a lot of people, if you pay attention, that's not even opening their mouth about
it.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people could get exposed on some shit. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not opening their mouth about it, right? And that's the thing, like, he just closed a shitload of doors for him by doing that. And so people don't understand that you go and you do certain things and you feel like it's okay. You know, yeah, know your audience. Know your audience. So, yeah, like, he didn't care about what his audience at all. He was just like, okay, I need money. So
yeah, I got to get back out here.
Yeah, what you going to do after that? Because you're not mentally stable. So, and then, you know, for her to say...
He got a hit. You know, I'm saying he's got to take advantage of this opportunity. Like, he could go...
But he's going to fall back off because he's not mentally stable. He's going to fall back off. And on top of that, what you going to do after that? Because you're going to... You closed a lot of doors.
You're going to already use your ace. He uses his ace. This was his ace. So, he better be good.
Very much so.
Because he... You know what I'm saying?
Very much so. You use your
ace
to get out of there. To me, that shit, your music, I mean, I wasn't a fan anyway. So, you know, you use your ace. That you use your ace in this, the fourth round. Like, why the fuck would you use your ace of spade on the fourth round when ace is high?
Question. Does anybody remember what he actually sung?
I on a real adult Twitter page, you know what I'm saying? I posted this song with because I'm a big fan. My dude Currency, that's one of my favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying? So he had a song, him, Wayne, and August Asina did it. It was like a New Orleans kind of little anthem. They went from New Orleans to Midtown.
Yeah,
it's popping. You know, that was like a pop. That was like one of Currency's commercial
songs.
Is that
a yes or is that a no?
No, the song is hot. But
I'm
trying
to remember.
That's part of it for me.
So what song did he come out with that made him popular? You know what I'm saying? Do anybody know?
I couldn't name anything else. That's the only one I fuck with.
I know it, but I don't know it because I wasn't a fan. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like, it was a dummy move. You played the wrong card to get back out here to promote an album because you done shut doors. Now he's basically going to be blackballed. So he's going to come back. He's going to come out with his album, right? And he's going to drop this album, but you're going to see him fade to black because a lot of doors are going to close, and that happens to a lot of people. And you see when they try to come back out. And it all coming back out, your move that you make to come back out is very important. And let me tell you this. When I done came in the game, left the game, came in the game, left the game. And this is what I tell you. Like, no, I'm not an A-list anything or nothing like that. But the reason that I have come in and come out and come in and come out, because I do right by the people. And I have never said, well, okay, I got this card to play to get the attention on me. No, I work my ass off every time. And it don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, like it's not going to come as fast as if I was – to play some of these cards in my deck, but it will last longer when it do get here. You feel me? So you do right by the people that you doing, you know, like you do right by people. You don't throw people shit out there. That's just that on that. Like, I got plenty of shit in my closet that I could have threw out and brought all the attention on me, you know, 15 minutes of fame here, 15 minutes. But then I'm not going to be known for my work that I do. Then I'm not going to be known as the eight-time book author. I'm not going to be known, you know, for a real talk with the Newman's Lovely Black and Mo Benz being on the air 3.5 years. I'm not going to be known as, you know, a model or any of that. I'm going to be known as the clout chasing chick. So it's so important that when you are trying to come back out and do what you do, that you make the right decisions. Yeah, it may sound good. You may want it, but you have to make the right decisions on what you're doing so that you don't ruin yourself in the future. Because you could get that, but guess what? He just really got 15 minutes of fame. That's what you got. You got another 15
Ooh,
minutes
listen,
of fame.
I will say this. The song I was telling you about is called Bottom of the Bottle. But the song did sound really good. Listening to it, knowing all the drama he's going with now. But, you know, it's just something to keep an eye on. Like, I kind of agree with you. I think this was his ace. He might come. He's got to hit it out. He's got to hit a home run now. You know what I'm saying? Now the pressure's on him. You know what I'm saying? He put all his chips to the table. And now you better show and prove, man. Because if you flop, people is going to be like, you know, respect. But if you can somehow, you took a risk, and now if you just come with hit after hit after hit and really get your name back out there, and people kind of like, people never forget about it. But if you, you know, get your weight up as far as your artistry, people will just look at it as a side note. So is this going to be a side note, or is he, you know, or is this what's going to be, you know, what he's going to be known for? So that's what's interesting. You know what I'm saying about this whole entertainment artist type shit, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see. And plus, right now, don't nobody, you know, we still on this pandemic. We ain't got no sports. So when a scandal comes out, you know, everybody's just like, oh shit, like let me give my take on it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got something
right
to say. So
and so
we'll see.
we have talked about Ari and Moneybagg Yo on the show. We have talked about Ari and Moneybagg Yo, and Ari the Don has a child by G Herbo, which is signed to No Limit. And
G Herbo, okay, I didn't know that. You put me on to all because I don't really know none of these people, so that's cool. I'm just listening. You know,
yeah,
so,
G Herbo, he was with Ari, and then you know he blew her up basically. They had a child together, and then he went on to be with Tiana, which is Fabulous's girl, Emily's daughter. And, you know, because they young, they all around, you know, that age. So he went on to be with her. And Ari, you know, she's with Moneybagg Yo, and everybody's like, oh, you know, they've been together for probably close, about a year? If not close to a year, they done brought them a mansion out here in Atlanta, and you know, they living their life. Well, she was celebrating her birthday, you know, her birthday this month. She turned 25. Ari is a bad piece, honey. Ari is so beautiful and yet amazing. To me, I love her. You know, I love her for her lane. Not for me saying, oh, I want to be like her. I want to rock like her, da-da-da, you know. No, Ari is beautiful for her lane. I love her personality. Yeah, today he surprised her with a Lambo truck, a white Lambo truck with the orange trim. So one of her favorite colors is orange, and so he gave her the orange Birkin bag. She got an orange Birkin. She got two orange Birkins, and then he got her the Lambo truck today and surprised her, and she was crying, and she was just like, oh my God, like she just like, oh my God, I didn't expect all of this. So shout out to Ari and Moneybagg Yo. Now his baby mamas is mad. You know that I ain't seen not one of his baby mamas that got nothing on Ari, not name one of them. But of course they pissed off. You know, you done went and bought your whole girl a Lambo truck. You know what I'm saying? And they out here like super duper mad, but you can't say nothing because he take care of his kids. So you know what I'm saying? It's one of those things. They mad, making little video clips or whatever. You know, trying to. You can't say nothing, so it's just weird that what you even saying. Like you just like it ain't about her, it's about him. It's about him, but it's all good though. It's all good. They're like, what are you saying? Like you just said, okay, you know what? Damn, my baby daddy done brought this bitch a whole Lambo truck, and what am I driving? Something like that, you know. But what you driving ain't got nothing to do with him. And that's just hot. That's just that on that. So shout out to Ari. You know, she doing her thing. I absolutely love it. Let me see. I had some more topics. I put them in the hashtags on what I was going to talk about. Okay, so Goya, which is seasoning used by the the Latino community heavy, the Latino Hispanics and so on and so forth.
I just made me some Goya rice earlier today that I'm going to eat after the show, speaking of.
You're so stupid. Shut up. So we're going to briefly touch on this. Keep it moving. We're not going to be petty. CEO, he was praising Donald Trump, and everybody is going on strike for Goya. Of course, Goya makes some of the best seasoning packets ever. I got about four or five boxes in my cabinet right now. And everybody's going away from Goya because he was praising Donald Trump. And the CEO made a valid point. He said, y'all trying to boycott Goya, that's taking my freedom of speech away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. Like, if you don't want somebody to take, like, this is the thing that I don't get. If you don't want somebody to take your freedom of speech away, how are you trying to hold these companies accountable for who they deal with? Because you don't like the person that they deal with.
Yeah,
like, that's petty as hell. That's what I said. I was tweeting that. If you see my Twitter, you want somebody to be fake and fake. Like, so you don't listen. I got Goya. I'm not going to stop buying Goya. Who that man chooses to deal with is who the hell that man chooses to damn deal with. Who he chooses to praise is who he chooses to praise. He got some good-ass goddamn seasoning. So I'm going to stick with Goya. Mexico, I love y'all, but, you know, come on now. This is seasoning. Now, y'all know y'all ain't finna give up no adobo. So stop playing. You know, that's Goya, adobo, all that. Come on now.
I respect the fact that he just stood up and was like, yo, I'm not about to apologize. Like, I wrote this down as one of my topics, too. He was like, I was praising Trump at the White House. I thought he was doing a good job.
That's his shit.
Like,
if he want to do that, that's him. People don't have to like you, and you don't have to like people. As long as they're not harming you, then let the fuck the shit be. Like, why do y'all feel like somebody got to like what you like? You trying to take somebody's individuality away from them just to go inside with you. That's why my show has always been independent, and everything I do has been independent, child, because I'm not fucking with you bitches. You bitches ain't finna have the ability to stop anything that I'm fucking doing because I don't agree with you hoes. Fuck y'all, okay? Like, let that man have his freedom of speech. If you turned around and did the same thing, how the fuck, you know, you gonna feel? So, y'all tripping with that. Anywho, shout out to Goya for standing their ground. Whether I agree with him or not, he has the right to say what he want to say. So, kudos to you. It was so weird. I seen Meg Thee Stallion, Kylie Jenner, and Tory Lanez in a hanging out. So, you know, Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez, like, they hang out, you know what I'm saying? And Kylie Jenner was there hanging out with them, and I was just like, that's weird. I guess it's like, you know, you're the cool kid, so the cool kids get to hang out with whoever's hot right now, and that's just what it seems like with Kylie. Like,
that's what it is.
You know,
young
and just groupie locks type shit to the core. I don't know, but whatever. So very briefly, a lot of states are going back into quarantine or shutting down. For the first time ever, New York has not reported any deaths due to COVID. Shout out to New York. They rocking it down. But, of course, here in Georgia, our mayor tested positive for corona and some of her family members. So prayers up to her. It's a lot of things that she's trying to roll back to, you know, the beginning stage, because she's saying that we're not ready. Of course, the governor, Kemp, is like, she doesn't have authority to do so we're going to stay open. Don't listen to Kemp, y'all. He is not going to get y'all no goddamn where but in a grave, okay? Kemp is a Republican. Kemp is definitely not for the black folks here, and they know that, and that's why Georgia will keep a Republican in that governor's office, because Stacey Adams should have won that race and been in that office, but they're going to keep a Republican there. We need to come together and do better and get that Republican out of that office. They don't give a care about what you're doing here in Atlanta and how you're doing it. So I suggest that you guys follow what Keisha Lance Bottoms is saying and what she is trying to do for you guys. Anything that she tries to implement, he's going to block it because he does not care about what's going on here. So trust and believe, man. Don't listen to Kemp. Listen to what Keisha Lance Bottoms is saying. She is going to lead you in the right direction. Keisha said it was too early to be open anyways. She followed all precautions. Shut up. She followed all precautions and she still got it. No, light skin Keisha, my boo though. I love me some light skin Keisha.
Yeah, I fuck with light skin Keisha.
So there's this big thing. T.I. called out 50 Cent for a versus battle. And I really think that it should happen. Like, you know, Charlamagne the God said, you know, T.I. would win. I mean, listen, 50 got some hits. Don't get me wrong. But, bruh, against T.I., you're going to lose. I'm just saying. You're going to lose, 50. I love you, but, you know, you're not.
That'd be a good one.
50 kind of came and was like, yeah, he going to do it. But then he kind of, like, backed down with it. You know what I'm saying? So we haven't heard anything. Hopefully they just come out of nowhere and put this together.
I like how T.I. just challenged him. T.I. just was, like, on some old challenge shit. Like, I saw the clip, you know, because it was 50 Cent's birthday because he had cancer. It was, like, about a week ago or something like that. And my man T.I. was just like, yo, they're like the old T.I. You know what I'm saying? It's funny how T.I. can, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like he could just get into different zones. But, you know, I love his southern, just, what's the proper vocabulary?
Camino.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's everything
about
him.
Yeah.
It is.
He has the most.
Yes, sir.
His vocabulary is unlike anybody I've ever known. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
like
I seen
southern.
A meme that said, I know T.I. mad as hell that he didn't use entanglement first.
I know, right? T.I.'s wordplay, my goodness, man. I mean, it's
all
so
that shit took me
proper,
out. I was
southern.
Like, are you kidding me?
So, but it was cool, you know. And then I think he had called Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart was like, yo, I'm going to try to hook it up. And he was just like, look, I'm challenging him. You know what I'm saying? And so I just want to see, like, 50. Like, he should take this challenge. You know what I'm saying? And then I like how T.I. was, like, calling him out. Like, look, because last time, remember back in the day, it was probably about 12 years ago, when Kanye and 50 dropped the album on the same day. And that was, like, a big hype, media hype. Oh, who's going to sell more records? Who's going to have a better album? Kanye, this is when Kanye was really just starting to come on the scene, and 50 was still hot, but Kanye, that was Kanye took that, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, so, you know, last time somebody challenged you, you lost, so, you know, we'll see what you're going to do this time. And then also, too, 50, I remember when Rick Ross was coming on the scene, and 50 had some words to say when Rick Ross was young in the game, and then Rick Ross ended up washing him, you know what I'm saying? So... But, you know, to 50's credit, he did transition, came back with Power. Power was dope. But it'll be interesting to see if he does take the challenge, because T.I. seemed like he ready for it. So, yeah. So, let's get it, 50. Come on, man. Somebody calling you out. You got to at least show up. You know what I'm saying? Can't just go out. You know what I'm saying? Somebody calling you out on a fight. You got to just at least throw. Even if you lose, you know, at least you didn't back down. You know what I'm saying? So. We'll see what happens, right?
Right.
So if you want, I mean, I got a couple topics there, unless you still have some more.
Go ahead. That was it for me. You know, I was ready. I had some juice tonight.
You was running it down. All right, you was running it down. So, yeah, so, you know, once again, this is the world-famous Chop Up. You know what I'm saying? So this is the part of the show I get a chance to just chop it up on shit I thought was interesting, and we converse about it. You know what I'm saying? So, speaking of, all right, so today, piggyback on Trump real quick. And once again, not to get too political, but I just want a quick take. Trump commutes Roger Stone's sentence. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I don't watch the news I don't watch the news at all, really. You know, my news comes from Twitter. But I don't know. Smooth knows a little bit more about it. But I know he basically, for the people out there that don't know, I guess Roger, because I did a little research on it. So Roger Stone was basically Trump's political consultant. So he was with Trump at the beginning when I guess Trump announced that he was running for. And I've always paid attention to the political consultants. Those are always interesting people to me because they're like the coaches. You know what I'm saying? It's like the head coach and I got a star player. We trying to win the presidency is like winning the championship. So, you know, Karl Rove was like my all-time favorite. And I didn't really mess with George W. Bush, who was the son of, you know, everybody knows W. Bush or whatever, but he was the son of George Bush Sr. But Karl Rove took him to the championship two times, you know what I'm saying, because he was a two-term president. But it was all because Karl Rove, because George W. Bush, to me, was just a jerk, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, and then also, too, I've been on my Wire shit, and if you watch The Wire, the white dude, what was his name, Tommy Carchetti,
he always had his dude, Norman Wilson. That was the black dude that was, like, giving, you know, Carcetti, like, the coaching of, like, how can you, you know, white guy become a mayor in, you know, Baltimore, which is a black city. So, you know, the consultants is always interesting, right? But I guess when shit hit the fan, I guess with that whole Mueller report, I don't know too much about it, but that's when he was trying to get Trump on some shit, try to get him impeached. And basically, Roger Stone was the fall guy. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure it's like some mob shit, and Trump is lawyered up. So he's going to always consult with his lawyers first to make sure, you know, he's not taking it too far. And, you know, I'm sure maybe they did have some shit on Trump. Maybe they did. I'm, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. But Roger Stone was like, fuck it. I'm, you know, like on a G move. Like, I'm going to take the fall. You know what I'm saying? But you president, so if I take this fall, when it come back around and you can commute my sentence, you gotta come back at me. You know what I'm saying? And I got you. You know what I'm saying? Get me out just in time for the 2020 election, and we gonna run this play. So that looks like what happened. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. So I think he got out. Or he definitely commuted his sentence, which means it got reduced. So I don't know if he's fully out or if the sentence got reduced. But it's an interesting thing to kind of keep your eye on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Roger Stone, he's definitely Trump's right-hand man as far as political consultant strategist. So I just thought that was interesting news. And that happened like a few days ago. So that's that. Also, too, just get on some sports report shit. So what I'm so pumped about is this whole NBA bubble situation that we got coming at the end of the month, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to see how it's going to look, how it's going to be. And I follow this young reporter. Her name is Taylor Rooks. I don't know if y'all hip to her, but she's cool. Young black reporter, you know what I'm saying? I always like to support young talent coming up. And so basically she tweeted out that she was like entering quarantine. So, you know, she's part of media, but, you know, she's going to be covering the whole NBA bubble playoff situation that they got, you know, going in your town, Black Orlando. So what's interesting is she has to quarantine for 7 days. So she got to stay in, a hotel room for like 7 days, quarantine, and be ready to go to the bubble. So it's about to happen. It's about to go down. We'll see how it is, man. And it's giving me like, because this is so historic, you know what I'm saying? The NBA was the first major sport, you know, that's when people knew that this whole coronavirus was real, when it was like, oh, you know, I forgot Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz was like the first big-time NBA player to catch it, and then they ended up stopping the games. And now, you know, we're coming back at it. And then, you know, Kobe's situation. So it's been just a tough year for the NBA. So this is going to be historic, man. This is like, especially if we do get past this, which I think we will, hopefully, God willing. This is going to be historic because this has never happened. Like, you know, like they're starting to finish the season so late. I mean, the season would have been done by the, you know, beginning of the month, you know what I'm saying, if it would have went the way normal is. So this is giving me like that 92 Dream Team Olympic vibe, you know what I'm saying? The reason why is because if we take it all the way back to 1992 and they talked about it on the Michael Jordan documentary, that was just like historic because at that time in 1992, that was the first time that we was bringing our professional basketball players to the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? Even though all the other countries had their professional players, we were so cocky with it that we would just send out our college players to play in the Olympics, but we start losing. So they was like, oh, no, fuck this. We got to take back the NBA, you know what I'm saying, because this is our game, and just, you know, show them what we're all about. So that's what was kind of cool about it. That was in the summer of 92. It happened about, you know, the Olympics was always like, I think like the end of July or in July, you know what I'm saying? So, and then it felt like they was in a bubble, so to speak, because, you know, it was overseas. I think it was in Barcelona, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, it wasn't like your normal NBA game where you would just see it city to city in the United States. This was like in a whole bubble in the Olympic Village that they had in Barcelona, and you had all your stars there, you know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, you know, all that dream team. And to me, this is like that same type of energy. So it's gonna be cool, man, just to see what players is in shape, what players fell off. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully nobody tests positive. Hopefully no star players test positive, because that would just be the worst. But, you know, I just want to be optimistic about it and hope everything works out and we can, you know, crown a champion and it could just be good. You know, showing that we are, as a country, finally getting back to some normal type shit that we just took for granted, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Just watching the NBA game. So that's going to be cool to see. So shout out to that. Let me see here. What else? Also, too, speaking of whole how things are going to change, especially for this year, the NFL, they just a couple players was kind of pissed off about this because the NFL was saying that there's no going to be no jersey exchanging for this season because of the whole quarantine thing. So if you're not hip, if you don't really watch football, this is like kind of like a younger kind of thing that came in the last, like, I say probably like the last 10 years. So it's now, you know, you got so many like new young talent stars in the NFL. So now what became like a tradition, like say Deshaun, you know, the Houston quarterback, Deshaun Watson. I think that's the name. Or, you know, if he went up against Lamar Jackson, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the game, since they had two star quarterbacks, you know, they would just exchange their jerseys. So, you know, they had taken off literally their jersey and like, all right, you take mine and I take yours. And it's a game wore jersey. And it was kind of like a camaraderie. And then also, too, if you're a collector, that's going to be worth something, you know, especially if they sign it. But, you know, because of the whole, you know, situation with the whole coronavirus, that's not going to happen this season. So, you know, a couple NFL players was pissed off about it. But at the end of the day, you can't risk it because, you know, if this guy was freaking positive and we didn't know it, and then you just take the jersey and now you got a positive jersey that could just, you know, get everybody, you know, testing positive for the coronavirus, and we can't have that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you see these different leagues taking precautions to get this thing back going. You know what I'm saying? Get these sports going, because I know the owners got to be going crazy because they're losing money. You know what I'm saying? And this is big, big business. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll see. You know what I'm saying? But just so pumped up that basketball is going to be the first one to really get back. Major sport is going to really get back. I mean, you got baseball too, but who cares? So that's that. And let me see here. What else we got? So also, too, just doubling back on some slight political news, but I think this is just something just cool to kind of keep your eye on. Ivanka Trump, right? Ivanka Trump, who to me is the real first lady, even though that's Trump's daughter, right? She, you know, tweeted out that the U.S. Is negotiating a free trade agreement, or is in negotiations with Kenya. And I just thought that's just a dope story that's just probably going to just get overlooked because so many people can't stand Trump, you know, I guess leftists or whatever you want to call it. But anyway, I just think it's cool because that's right there. Kenya is an African country, and, you know, they got goods, and if we can get a nice trade going on with there, that's just money for Africa. And anytime – I just want to support anything Africa. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for this whole Africa, like, NBA league that's going to happen hopefully in the next, like, year or so. I don't know if it got kind of pushed back a little bit with the whole coronavirus, but I think that's going to be big for Africa. But just to get our people in America, black people, just to see Africa in a better light, you know what I'm saying, instead of the way the media portrays it, would just be great. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was a low-key, just cool story. Kenya can get some money coming in, you know, whatever they got goods that we can trade with them and just build up the economy, I think would just be great. So shout out to that. What's up?
Fuck no.
Kenya needs to go ahead and tell Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, Donald Trump, America as a whole to suck their dick. The only reason why they have some type of negotiating on the table is because China is investing so heavily in Africa right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's another one. That's another one where they need to tell them boys to come suck their dick too. So Kenya needs to just go ahead and get rid of China and America. Because let's get one thing straight. Whatever deal, whatever, because there ain't going to be a free trade agreement. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Yeah, whatever, I mean, that's probably some spin.
Right. Whatever deal comes out, it's not going to be beneficial to Kenya. Just like it's not beneficial for them to have all the fucking Chinese up in there right now.
That's a fact. That's a fact. I mean, look, but still, the China part, I mean, like I said, I'm on the outside looking in, but it seems though China's buying up a lot of land in Africa, and that's like, oh shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Little China's everywhere. What happened?
The way China's doing it, China's giving you money,
mm-hmm.
They giving you loans. They know that you can't pay it back, and then motherfucker like, well, look, since you can't pay me back, just give me this land right here. And motherfuckers like, they cool. All right, good. I ain't got to pay you back. I'm good. But what people don't understand, only two, there's only two continents in the world that have these rare metals for these cell phones. It's in Africa and China, okay? China's already using up their resources. So, like, now they're going to go to the next best thing, Africa, because they're the only fucking continents in the world that has this particular metal. So, like, yeah, nigga, nah, it's a hustle. Fuck them. Suck
them. Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's a trade. So, and, of course, you always want to benefit from a trade. I mean, that's
no,
goes
fuck
out.
Trade. So same trade. This is some smooth-ass.
Take it.
Hey, right, this one's from Indian.
Well, look, the only thing I'll say is this, and this may sound fucked up, but this is where I guess I put on my American card, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm African-American, but I would just like, I would prefer, if there's going to be something that's going with Africa, I would prefer it to be United States rather than China. You know what I'm saying? That's only,
fuck
I'm just looking at it from that point.
Yeah,
for the simple fact
that
I would just like our people to have opportunity, maybe jobs or whatever, can go back and forth.
You ain't one time America's actually kept a fucking agreement with another country. You see what I'm saying?
But this is, we got new leadership, so you know what this agreement
there is no good
leadership
to give fuck. When you look at what the water company that is, Nestle. When you look at what Nestle did in Africa, as far as manufacturing, producing water and sending it over there, and how they fucked over entire villages and shit like that. Like, no, I'm okay. I'll let Africa handle their own. They don't need us.
Well, I think we as African Americans need Africa, and I think it should be a more of a link. Even though, you know, of course, it would have some red tape on it. If, you know what I'm saying, if it's big business, I mean, that just goes without saying. But I'm just saying, rather than China having that gateway going back and forth to the fact that I was watching something.
Oh, so you want some? Well, if anybody's gonna fuck Africa, it might as well be it. That's what you're saying.
I hate to say it. I mean, look, I hate to say it, but all right, if it is what it is,
what?
Let me just keep it up.
All right,
I'm saying.
I'm like, look, I can't. Ain't nobody gonna fuck my bitch. I get you.
Anyway,
but nobody gonna fuck my brother old lady but me. All right,
you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. I don't know. You made it so. I was trying to have a, but that's why it was real talk. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to come with something, and you know, you kind of get your perspective of it, and you kind of making me think a little bit more on it. That's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all I really have this weekend in the world famous chop up. So that's it. So we got about 3 minutes. So I just want to say shout out to Black with this topic. I guess, I mean, it was just a topic that was bound to happen. I mean, that's all people are talking about on social media, this whole Will and Jada entanglement, August Alsina entanglement situation. So, you know, once again, this topic was basically, you know, is there a perfect marriage? And no, just telling you as a married person that it's no perfect marriage, but you deal with each other and you learn from each other and you grow with each other. And that's what it is. But life partners is a good way to put it. You know what I'm saying? You just really figure out, all right, this is a person that I trust and that I can grow with. I mean, they might piss me off a lot, but at the end of the day, I piss them off and we just going to be pissed off together as we grow old. You know what I'm saying? That can sum up a marriage too. But, so that's it. I mean, it's checks and balances with anything. But shout out to the people that are married and are working through it. You know what I'm saying? Because so many people just cop out, get divorces and stuff like that. And that was something. The reason why I took my time to get married, because I'm not getting married to get divorced. Even though it gets tough. Believe me when I tell you, it gets tough. Marriage is tough. Tough as fuck. But, you know, just, you know, when you get through it and you get through rough patches, man, it can be great too. So shout out to Will and Jada, man. Man, shout out for them for like trailblazing and like showing a different angle of how a marriage can work as opposed to taking the easy way out, which is a divorce. So once again, this is Real Talk with the Numa's Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Definitely follow the Twitter page. That's Real Adult Talk, TAWK. You know what I'm saying? Look out for the link. Black's going to tweet it, and then I'll retweet it.
Already did.
So anybody, shout out to that.
Oh, and then shout out to next week. You know what I'm saying? We got a nice guest coming on. So, you know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for that. It's going to be, you know, we're gonna make it dope. So, yeah, man, just support what we're doing, man. And everybody, you know, just continue to enjoy these summers. Stay safe out here.
Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
As it's 22 seconds. Y'all follow me on Twitter, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. That's where I'm at all the time these days. Peace out.